Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to our text that we've been looking at in previous Sunday mornings, John, the 13th chapter? We've been talking about the subject of the love of God. John 13, verse 34. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." These are the words of the Master. This is the New Testament commandment. All the law is fulfilled in these things: loving each other, loving our neighbors, we love ourselves, and more particularly here, as he said, loving each other as he has loved us, fulfills all the requirements of the law. But how many know that'll keep you busy?
Yeah.
Somebody said, we don't have to keep the Ten Commandments anymore. Well, they are fulfilled in keeping this. If I love you, I'm not going to lie to you or lie on you. I'm not going to steal from you. I'm not going to try to take your wife. I'm not going to covet what you have. You understand? Love would keep me from doing all that. So if I'm walking in this, I am automatically keeping the Ten Commandments. But he said that this is how everybody around would know that we are really Christians, that we've really been born again, is the way I love my fellow Christian, the way I love you, the way you love me. And love is not a feeling. God is love, and love is demonstrated in action, word and action. 1 John, we've read this previously. He said, don't just love in word, but love in deed and in truth. Love in action. Everybody say that out loud. Love in action. It's just like faith. Faith without works is dead. Love without works is dead. Love acts. And the primary action of love is found in the same book of John. Just go back a few chapters to the third chapter and see the primary action of love. John 3, 16. Anybody in there? You in John 3, 16? "For God so loved the world that He" what? "Gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God so loved the world that He gave. The Lord said this to me some years ago in a time of waiting on Him. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but very distinctly inside. He said to me, he said, "Keith, giving is the chief expression of love. The greatest expression of love is giving." Now, when I heard that, I wasn't sure that that was right. I thought, giving? I said, "Lord, if I preach this, people will say, well, sure, that's what a preacher would say. Giving." And as I'm thinking, giving is the greatest expression of love. While I was trying to get that settled in my heart, He brought that scripture to my remembrance. John 3:16, "God so loved the world that He gave." What is the greatest expression of love? God is love. What is His greatest expression of love for us? He gave us Jesus. Right? Didn't say God so loved the world that He yelled from heaven, "I love you." It's great to tell people that you love them, but that is not the greatest expression of love. He didn't say, that God so loved the world that He yelled from heaven, "I have all these feelings for you. I just feel for you." No, feeling is not the greatest expression of love. And that's where so many people get into trouble, because they think love is a feeling. So if I got the feeling, I love you. If the thrill is gone, I don't. Sorry. So people are falling in love and they're falling out of love. Today I feel like I love you. Tomorrow I don't feel like. I feel like I don't like you. That's being carnal. Any sinner can do that, right? Aren't you glad God didn't go by his feelings? Wonder if he has any feelings. Wonder if all the body of Christ's actions, all of them make him feel rosy and wonderful. But does he quit loving us because of something that he didn't like? No. Sometimes people, you know, they say, well, you know, God loves me just the way that I am. Said who? Who said that? Now, he loves you no matter how you are, but that doesn't mean he loves all your goofy ways. He didn't have to love all of your ungodliness and your idiosyncrasies and your selfishness. He loves you in spite of all that. He loves me just the way that I... No, no, he loves you. But he wants you to become more like him in all your ways. Amen? Now, something that is such a big part of love, giving is the chief expression, the greatest expression of love. But you'll find that how you give, like we talked about this in the offering song, reveals whether it's really love or whether it's something else. Now, God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. Jesus loved us so much that He gave Himself. There's like four or five references in the New Testament where it says that Jesus gave Himself for us. That proves once and for all that He loves us. But you know, He's still giving. Hebrews says He ever lives to make intercession for us. He's still giving to us after the resurrection. And He said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. That He's giving us upon our arrival. You know, the Lord's blessed Phyllis and I with a nice place to live and stay here. And we've been so thankful for it and enjoying it. And I told her the other night, I said, you know, a nice place to stay must be important. Yeah. Huh? Amen. Why would the Lord say, I'm leaving? What I'm going to do while I'm gone is I'm going to prepare a place for you. Must be important, mustn't it? He said, in my Father's house are many efficiencies. Many log cabins. So then that song is unscriptural. Lord, just build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. I don't want no cabin. Cabins are all right. They're, you know. But I want what He said He's fixing me. Amen. Right? Amen. Mansion. Everybody say mansion. Amen. Some folks, hard for them to even say it. Say it out loud again. Mansion. Say it one more time real loud. Mansion. 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 Of course, now you know God's will in heaven is not the same as for the earth. Huh? It's not God's will for you to have mansions on the earth. But it is His will for you to have mansions in heaven. He taught us to pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is. Well, I just don't believe it like that. Well, I know you don't, and that's why you don't have one. But how many believe that it is important for you to have a nice place? Must be. Why would the Lord, as part of our eternal reward, say, I'm going to prepare a place? I read some years ago about a man, actually a doctor, who fell off of a balcony and dashed his head on the sidewalk, and they rushed him to the hospital and he died. And they said, you know, they finally got him back. And he said while he was dead, he went to heaven. He's a Christian. He said he saw the Lord. And the Lord showed him some things in heaven. And he said, one thing he showed him, said he took him to this place, and there was this valley, and there was this mountain behind it, and there was this beautiful home, and all this acreage, and lakes, and all this stuff. And the Lord said, this is your abode. I looked it up after I read that, and when it says, you know, in my Father's house are many mansions, I looked it up. It is literally the word abode, and in English we get a word from it called manor, M-A-N-O-R, which means a landed estate. See, people have had it in their mind that, you know, you got the streets of glory and you got houses with columns in the front and they're right beside each other. Well, who said it was like that, you know? He said he was just amazed. He's standing there looking at it, and this house is just like he likes. And this lake, oh wow. But there's also a mountain back there, just like he likes. And the Lord knows what he's thinking. And he said, the Lord said to him, he said, I know what each of my children like. And I custom build their abodes for them. Whoo, boy. Glory to God. That sounds like the Lord. That sounds just like Him, doesn't it? Amen. Well, if it's important then, it's important now. I mean, the finest thing you could have doesn't compare to that. Right? But you can sure enjoy something nice for the duration. Right? Believe God. Come up. Amen. You can have your own place. Amen? A place where it's peace and quiet. A place where you can plant whatever flower you want. If you want to get in your backyard and pray in tongues, you can. Amen? Your place. Somebody lay hold of that. Place where you can invite people in, entertain them. Bless them. Amen? God so loved the world that He gave. Jesus loved us so much, He gave Himself. Galatians 2, that many of you are familiar with, He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Can you see this already? The chief expression of love is what? How do we know God loves us? He gave us Jesus, and every day He gives you right now your next breath. He gives you your next heartbeat. He gives us the sunshine and the rain. He never stops giving. He just keeps giving and giving and giving. Why? Because He is love, and love gives.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.